This is the Wednesday, October 13th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. Not the most extensive list of games, but we'll look to the futures market a little bit, look ahead to the weekend as well as we get you in and out in less than 10 minutes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian alongside Joe Fortenbaugh, and it's been a while since I've been on the pod.
Yeah, buddy. It's good to be talking with you again. It's an interesting day today. Normally, you and I work together on Fridays for the pod. We've got so much football and combat sports, but today we're talking NHL. We're talking NBA win totals, a little mix and match, like a Vegas buffet. Bacchanal, if you will. Bacchanal.
Yeah, we'll start with the action that actually is today. I'll start in the WNBA. Game two of the finals, obviously Chicago Sky with an impressive win. They've had an impressive run this entire postseason. But so have the Mercury. Obviously both didn't get the byes, and I think I expect Phoenix to bounce back here. I know four, if you can get four, obviously that's great. Four and a half, I'll still lay it. Chicago had a very similar performance in game one against the Aces, started strong. I believe it was 11-0 in game two. The Connecticut Sun, not the Aces. And then end up losing by double digits. Not that this is definitely going to go the same. It's just really hard to steal the first two games on the road. I think the Mercury are working through their injuries that occurred throughout the playoffs. I expect a bounce-back performance here. Obviously, Candace Parker does everything, and they have shooting around her. But I think in the end, Phoenix will cover this 4.5. I just have to trust the zigzag theory, if you will.
All right, little zigzag in the WNBA to start us off. I'll go to the ice. Company man, the NHL back on ESPN. This game is on ESPN Plus tonight. I believe it is at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's Montreal and the Toronto Maple Leafs. You're going to hear a lot about the revenge angle in this game. Remember, in the playoffs last year, Toronto had that 3-1 series lead over Montreal and blew it. Habs came back, won the series, went all the way to the Stanley Cup final. It was a tremendous run where they came up short against Tampa Bay. I would take Montreal here plus 150. Plus 150 implies about a 40% chance. They're going to be down Carey Price in this game. He's on the voluntary mental health leave list, so he's going to be gone for about a month. But when you look at both of these teams, it is injuries everywhere. No Austin Matthews for Toronto tonight. Mitch Marner is a game-time decision. He was hurt in practice the other day. Jack Campbell's going to go in net for Toronto. Career best 2.15 goals against average last season, but that's the big outlier from his career. You got to wonder, is that sustainable or is that going to regress a little bit here in this situation? Montreal will obviously turn to Jake Allen, who has 271 career starts under his belt in place of Carey Price. So that's essentially what I'm looking at here. These two getting together, I understand Toronto should be the favorite. No Carey Price is a blow to Montreal, but with all the injuries on both sides, especially no Austin Matthews and potentially no Mitch Marner for Toronto, I think this should be a lot closer than the plus 150 that's being offered. So I would play the Habs plus 150 here.
All right. There's even some 155s out there in the marketplace as well. Yeah. All right. Golf starts tomorrow. So that covers today's action. Well, first of all, just baseball. Anything jump out to you in terms of game five, Dodgers, Giants, or even early look at the ALCS?
I mean, first five under was the first thing I thought about. Logan Webb versus Urias. I mean, it's 3.5. You look at the way this series has been played, extremely methodical. It's like each night one team is not hitting at all, depending on which game you're watching. So I'd look at that. And then for the ALCS, I would lay the price with Houston. The Red Sox have been a tremendous story. I'm not going to talk about regression or that they've overachieved or anything. I just don't think they have the starting pitching to go toe-to-toe with Houston. Houston is so deep with that lineup. And I think the price out there right now is what, minus 140, minus 150? I have no problem laying that. I'll take the Astros in the ALCS.
Yeah, I remember, what was it, like game two or game one during the playoffs? I looked at you during like one of those day games. I go, Astros are winning the World Series.
Yeah.
you forget how good and loaded they are. We'll see. I mean, obviously the National League is going to have something to say about it. But I was looking at the first five under too. Arias has fared well against the Giants. He always kind of pitches well. Not necessarily has their number, but pitches well. But Webb is just so lights out at home. I would only look at first five under. But I wonder if the Dodgers' bats have woken up. I think whoever wins the series is going to beat the Braves. I just think the pitching has been so tight at times in the series. I think the bats have woken up, at least for the Dodgers. But obviously I'm pulling for L.A., but, oh, man, got to go against Webb here. I'm not exactly thrilled with that potential. But anyways, golf. You can feed the people some golf.
All right, so we're in Vegas for the second week in a row. Very, very exciting. It is the CJ Cup from the Summit Club. The Summit Club has never hosted an event before, so horses for the course sort of thing is going to be out the window. And you do have a pretty loaded field here. Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele are all going to be playing in this event, Jordan Spieth. So it's going to be a lot more than what we saw last week. I'm just going to look at three futures plays. In order, Victor Hovland's 28-1. If you look at what he did last week, he was terrible around the greens. That's been the type of thing that's bombed him out in the past. But he was number one in the field, strokes gained off the tee. If he just has a little bit of a bounce back on the greens, he should find himself in contention. 28-1 is a price I like, as is the price on Cameron Smith. This dude is going to break through sooner or later. He had 11 top 11s last season. He was 10th at the Olympics. He's sitting there at 28-1. This is a course that when you look historically at these courses that have never hosted before, they always tend to err on the side of caution in terms of shootouts, right? They'd rather give you a birdie fest than the type of event that would be such a grind the players would complain about it. So a guy like Cam Smith at 28-1, who has the potential to go low 4 days in a row, I'd play that. If you're looking for a long shot, Taylor Gooch at 65-1. First two events of the season, he finished 4th and 11th. He's in good form right now. So 65-1 is worth a dabble, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. That will do it. I mean, look, we got a little action coming up in the coming days. We'll have obviously a lot of football picks and plenty of content on ESPN.com's chalk section. So, a lot of information out there, and we'll have Daily Wager tonight at 6 Eastern all throughout the week, of course, on ESPN.
Hold on one second. We are bumped up an hour tonight.
Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. I did know that as of like 10 minutes ago. Well, I knew it all. I'm saying I even remember making a note to myself about 10 minutes ago, and I still blew right past that. So thank you.
You're welcome. We are on 5 p.m. Eastern today instead of 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Programming moves us around. So, you know. Someone joked on Twitter once that it's harder to find where the show is at than it is to win bets in betting. So, you know, gotta keep everyone on their toes.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. All right. Best of luck to everyone. And we'll catch you back here on the podcast tomorrow around the usual time.